Look, an abandoned bowling green might not be the first place you'd think of when I say the word farm, but a group of permaculture, sustainability and architecture experts, along with a lot of volunteers, are actually taking over unused city spaces, turning them into seasonal fruit and veg. The trial site for Pocket City Farms is an abandoned bowls club all the way out in Camperdown. Now, Michael Zagaridis is the farm manager and co-founder of Pocket City Farms. He's joining us from the bucolic setting of the Camperdown Garden. Michael, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, look, paint a picture for me. What does a bowling green turned farm look like?
Well, I guess picture a nice, big, flat space that's been converted into a food growing, a high production market garden, really. So we've got just rows and rows of seasonal veg. Everything's on a pretty strict sort of crop rotation. So there's always things coming in and out of the ground, lots of flowering plants as well to boost the pollination and just, increase the biodiversity of the area. Yeah, it's a pretty nice place to be.
It sounds absolutely lovely, especially on a day like today. When you say high production, what sort of volume are we talking about?
We did grow about over 2 tonne of food last financial year.
Wow.
However, our main staple crops are leafy greens, so things that grow really, really fast. So herbs and salad mixes and things like that. So if you sort of factor in that, you know, the majority of that is stuff that doesn't really weigh very much, the volume's quite large. We try to grow as much of a diverse crop as possible, but, you know, growing on a quarter of an acre, we have to really be careful the sort of crops that we select to grow. So there's some things like, you know, potatoes that are in the ground for a long time and don't demand a very high price. That's just something that we have to scratch off the list. There's no point in trying to grow it.
That'd be where the permaculture expertise comes in, I'm assuming.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the whole way that we've designed this as a permaculture garden is really just to try and create an abundance of biodiversity. So that being outside, like trying to attract a lot of birds, a lot of insects, a lot of things that are going to actually help keep our pest problems in check. And then also in the soil as well. So one of the big challenges when converting a bowling green was just the poor quality soil. It was so sandy and lifeless. And we just really needed to get as much organic matter in as possible to try and start to boost that microbial content and, you know, get things like worms back in the soil. So we're really looking at it from a sort of from a holistic point of view to try and just create a really rich biodiverse system here.
How does finding these spaces kind of work for you? I'm guessing, are you leasing? Are you buying? I mean, how permanent are places like the Camperdown Garden?
Yeah, so, I mean, that's been one of the main challenges is finding space. So for starters, we didn't really want to encroach on already used public space. So places like parks, you know, it's a good way of getting the community offside for these kind of projects. But an old bowling green, the way that it works is that we aren't the leaseholders of this space. It's actually Crown land, so it couldn't be developed on.
Mm.
So you see a couple of developers walking past licking their lips going, this will be a set of apartment blocks in a few years. But, you know, we are fortunate that this has to remain a community recreation space. So the leaseholders have drawn up a license agreement with us to not only grow food here, but also to engage the community as much as possible. So having things like weekly volunteer sessions where people like literally come out and do whatever farm work needs to be done, as well as running workshops. So we've got like a real variety of workshops that that are really sort of focused around the sustainability and growing your own food market. And then even things like yoga, farm tours, just any way that we can kind of get the community to engage with the space is what we're really all about, you know, educating people and showing people that, you know, it's possible to grow food in the city. It's just, you know, I'm not going to lie, it's really hard to find space.
Mm.
You know, we started in 2011 looking for spaces and, this first one opened up a year and a half ago. So it's pretty hard to convince people to take on something like this. But I think now that we've got a model that shows, you know, we get council people coming in and seeing the benefits of, like, just for the local community, in terms of people just wanting to be around the space and not feeling like they need to, you know, spend money to be here. Yeah. They can just hang out. They can bring their kids, and it's just a really nice, inclusive space.
It does sound like the community's responded really well in the area.
Yeah. I think the Inner West, you know, because we live in the Inner West as well, just over in Newtown. So it's a perfect trial space for it. Because I think the Inner West community really embraces things that are more unsustainable, and especially the food growing side of things. So yeah, we're very fortunate to have a lot of really good support from the local community.
Is this the future? I mean, is this the antidote to city living?
In terms of being stressed out and wanting to leave?
Yeah.
I mean, I think there's always going to be problems in urban areas, and with the increased amount of people that are moving to cities, I think these green spaces are going to be really crucial. So a lot of building owners and developers are looking at ways of including green space into their buildings, because they realise that the well-being it has really lots of benefits for the well-being of the community, of people who are living in the building. So I personally think that the more of these there are, the better for you know, the occupants of the city. But yeah, it's, you know, slow going.
Look, Michael, we'll leave it there, but best of luck with ongoing areas and ongoing farms, and thanks for chatting this morning.
Thanks very much for chatting. Thanks.
Thank you. Michael Zagaritis there. He's the farm manager at the Camperdown Farm, co-founder of Pocket City Farms. We'll have a bit more info about that up on the 2SER.com, how you can get involved and finding out what's going on with other spaces that might be coming up.